Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT. Bandwidth for the Daily GizWiz is provided by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. It's time for the Daily GizWiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 216 for December 18th, 2006, The Butter Wizard. And now, get ready for Dick. The holidays are perilously close. Actually, I think we're in the middle of Hanukkah, as a matter of fact. Kwanzaa just around the corner. Christmas, but a week away. Festivus is but six days away. So we're really, you know about Festivus. Dick DiBartolo, ladies and gentlemen.
I can't even see out my window. I was so many Christmas. I have a Hanukkah. I have a menorah. I have a Kwanzaa. Whatever they have, I have it.
You're so politically correct. Do you have the metal pole for Festivus?
It's out there. It's out there.
Yeah, and you're going to do the feats of strength and the airing of grievances and all that.
I have a nativity with every different nationality of people. I have 5,000 people in my nativity stable.
You're ready.
Every skin color, every nationality. You cannot.
No one can fault Dick DiBartolo.
No one can fault me.
No, sir. Nope. What do you do for Christmas?
Oh, I don't do much of anything.
You get together with those guys and have that dinner again where you leave as soon as you're done?
I do that, or my friend Dennis, who you know, lives in this building, and when his family comes, I get an invite.
Oh, that's nice.
14 steps for a Christmas dinner.
Now, your brother is around, isn't he?
My brother is up in Connecticut.
Okay. And you ever go up there for the holidays?
I haven't gone up there in a long time because it involves public transportation.
That's no fun.
So we get together during the year, but not on the holidays when everybody travels.
I should tell folks I'm on my way to Mexico day after tomorrow. I mean, this is the first time. This is actually the first time in my life that I have ever gone away for Christmas. And I've always had a Christmas tree every year of my life. So it's a bit of a shocker, I'll be honest with you. It's kind of weird not having a tree up.
And so when you're away for Christmas, what do you do about presents? Do you bring everything with you?
Well, we can't do that. It's a long way to go, right? So okay. I think probably what we'll do is buy gifts there. We're getting there the 20th, so we have time to buy gifts there. And then have a little Christmas thing after we get back on the 28th. But I should mention that means that the TWiT television network and whatever it's called, Netcast Network, is going to be shut down a little bit for the next 10 days or so.
Oh, okay. So we're going to be on. We'll be on all this week.
With the Daily GizWiz. Right.
Then starting Christmas Day, we'll be out that week.
Yes.
And then
we'll be back in the new year.
And we'll be back.
I actually have to look at my calendar to see when we'll be back. But I think it's January 1st, first day of the year.
Of the year. Yeah. Okay. Well, that means you'll only be away for a week. You'll only have a week off. Is that?
Oh, let's take two.
Okay. I remember you saying before the show, I need 2 weeks.
All right.
Okay. So we'll be back on the air January 8th.
And that will have lots to say that day, because that's the day of CES beginning and Macworld Expo. There's probably a lot to talk about.
Oh, yeah. You're going out to either one. I'll be at CES.
I'll be at Macworld, so we'll have coverage.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. Where is Macworld? In San Fran?
Yes, it is. It's in San Fran, yeah.
Okay.
So we're gonna have a blast. And take a couple of weeks off. The Mad Minutes, somebody was complaining about, let's get all this business out of the way before we get to the gadget.
Yes, yeah.
I apologize. I didn't do Mad Minutes last week because I was running out to Canada and I started adding the Mad Minutes and I said, wait a minute, I've heard about this Alfco. And I went through and I said, I've heard that one. And then I couldn't find fresh ones. You've given me 10 tapes. And either I've screwed up or there are some duplications on the tapes. For whatever reason, I'm going to dig through them and find some fresh ones. I know we have plenty.
We have a lot. Yeah.
So there won't be any this week. But when we come back for the new year, all new Mad Minutes. And then at some point when we run out, we'll just repeat them, I guess.
Yeah, well, we have like, I think there are 300 original Mad Minutes.
And you have copies of all of them?
I have copies of all of
them. Okay, so that's what I really need to do is sit down, or maybe I'll get an intern or something, to sit down, catalog them all, and then go back through the old Gizwizzes, catalog them. I should have done this in the first place. And then we can figure out what we've done and not. But you can see why I didn't do that this week.
And while we're away for those 2 weeks, instead of doing the best of, people, since every one of them is on, every Daily Gizwiz is online someplace.
Yeah, people get confused because they look at the feed and it only has the most recent 20. But that's the way RSS feeds are. You're not supposed to put, I wouldn't want to put 300 Gizwizzes on one feed. It would be a 1 megabyte.
I think it's illegal.
I don't think they allow that.
No.
So what we do is I make it, I only have the most recent 20 on there. But you can always get the entire collection. There's two ways to do it. We don't have every one of them at twit.tv, but we have many of them. And then if you notice, there's a kind of standard file name, and we've used that all along. So all you have to do is listen to one Gizwiz, and then they change the number. They're three-digit numbers starting at 001 going up to today, which is 216. I don't know what we're going to do when we get to Mad Minute 999.
Ah.
We'll start all over or something. I don't
start
know.
Over.
Go to 1,000, I guess. So, but in any event, that's all you need to know. I mean, you can download each and every one of them. They're all on the server. So, yeah, if you have a hankering, and I bet you most of you haven't heard all of them, go back and listen.
Yeah, exactly. This is your time to catch up.
I'm going to call it officially Podcast Catch-Up Week.
Can we get Heinz to sponsor?
57 podcasts. No waiting.
Yeah, I like it.
No, I think my sense is that everybody has a lot of podcasts that they haven't listened to. They're getting behind in your iPod. Just, you know, this is your chance to catch up.
This is not so much you taking a rest as performing a public service.
Exactly. I'm doing you a favor.
Okay.
I'm good at that, at making a virtue out of necessity.
Oh, well, that's good.
So you want
mother is the virtue of necessity?
Mother is a virtue of necessity. I thought you were going to steal my virtue for a moment, but that's okay.
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for a gadget.
Of the day. Now, this when I first saw this, it's called the Butter, B-U-T-T-E-R, Wizard. And I saw this at the Gourmet Show. And I met the guy, the co-inventor of it, whose name is Angus Walker. Yeah. He came up to Mad Magazine, and he's from London, England. And I said, "And how many people are you seeing on your trip here?" And he said, "I came in to see you." I said, "Angus, you flew here to see me? Is it for the mileage?" He said, "No, I really came to show you the..." Yeah, he's really proud of this. And when he started explaining, this is pretty neat. It's for what it is you never put the butter in the refrigerator anymore. So the butter
How am I going to title this podcast?
Butter Wizard. Butter Wizard. Butter Wizard. Okay, so what you do is you put 2 sticks of butter in the Butter Wizard. The Butter Wizard is plugged into an AC outlet. And the Butter Wizard has a little ambient temperature gauge. And what you do is you set the temperature at the temperature at which you like to spread butter. Now, it comes preset at what they feel is the ideal temperature. You can vary it higher or lower. Depending on what the room temperature is doing, the little Butter Wizard will either cool the butter further or warm the butter up so it stays at this spreadable temperature.
Now, do you have a range that you recommend?
They have it already built in. I think it's like a 10-degree range, and I'm not even sure what it is.
So you don't want it soft, so it just goes...
You don't want it soft, yeah, exactly.
But you don't want it so hard that you have to go, boom, and it, you know... So you want it somewhere in between.
When it tears up the bread, that kills me, okay? It's cordless. So when you
It's a cordless Butter Wizard?
Wait a minute. When you take it to the table,
yes,
it has its own internal battery so that for 2 hours, it'll keep cooling or warming the butter as necessary. When the guy was explaining, this is really a little engineering marvel. So now I see why.
I guess it is. It's not going to save the world.
But it's not going to save. Okay. No, but it will save people who live for butter.
Is it rechargeable?
It's rechargeable. Well, it stays when you put it back on its charging stand.
Right.
Then it is running off AC and it recharges the battery. So the next time you take it to the table.
I think this is in Hammacher Schlemmer. I knew it.
Hammacher Schlemmer carries it. Okay.
I knew it. They have the wackiest gadgets.
They carry everything off. Listen, when I was on Regis and Kathy Lee, you could put together 100 spots.
On Hammacher Schlemmer, you bet.
Hammacher Schlemmer stuff, yeah.
And it's just fun saying the name.
It really is.
Hammacher Schlemmer.
Hammacher Schlemmer. It's under $60 at hammacherschlemmer.com. Or if you want to read all about it, it's butterwizard.com. And also, I should thank Ernie Fillmore, who was the one who talked Angus Walker into coming over to the States for my private demo.
So, all the way from Scotland.
All the way from Scotland.
Did he have a good Scots accent?
No, I should have sent him to meet you.
Did he say a butter wizard is like an ogre?
I don't think he did.
No, he didn't. I can't believe it's a butter wizard.
Oh, that's good.
I can't believe it's not a butter wizard.
Yeah, that's very good. That will tell them that they should use that.
Yeah.
Maybe since they're from England, they'll think it's and they'll pay us for it.
We're the kings of stealing other people's slogans. I can't believe it's not a butter wizard.
I like it. I
think from now on, when people go to dinner somewhere,
yeah,
and they put butter on the table. And it's,
they'll go, what temperature is this butter?
Exactly. So do you know offhand, I mean, just for my own reference, what temperature is it supposed to be?
I'm gonna guess at 67 degrees, okay? I'm sure it's in the literature somewhere. I'm going to say, out in L.A. when they like to say, I'll have a cappuccino, half decaf, half, a quarter regular, milk, half soy, half and half,
yes,
one-third
yes.
skim. Yes. Well, now they'll start saying, would you like bread, sir? And you'll say, yes. And butter at 67.5. Oh, yes. No, I'm sorry, waiter. Make that 67.2 degrees.
And you can always send it back. You say, this butter, it's too cold.
This butter is too hot.
This butter is just,
right.
just perfect. Oh, I should have played the Christmassy one of that.
Oh, yes.
I'll find that. We'll play it one more time.
Oh, you know what? I put the Christmassy one on MySpace.
Oh, good.
If you go to myspace.com/thegizwiz.
I won't even have to find it. I could just.
It instantly plays.
Play it off your MySpace page.
Play it off my MySpace thing.
My God, you're brilliant, Dick.
Listen, I wasn't no easy task.
really been putting it on the MySpace page, which was hard.
I had to learn how to do it. Oh. You know, I don't know HTML at all, and so I finally.
Here we go. Wait.
Okay. Oh, good.
Thanks to Dick's hard work, the MySpace version of the Christmas version of the jingle of the Daily Gizwiz. So much better. So much better. And thanks to George Wood.
George Wood. He is just amazing.
So-
our letter of the day is from Felicity, who won one of the prizes in our 200th netcast. She said, Dick, we came up with the winning entry after listening to 20 of your netcasts in a row while driving the 750 miles through ice and snow from Salt Lake City to Portland, Oregon. Did you know that you had such dedicated fans? By the way, we'll be in New York City with the kids, three of them, the week before Christmas. Sorry that we can't attend the customary fan dinner at your house, mentioned in one of the earlier netcasts. Did we ever mention? If we ever mention that, make sure that one never gets repeated.
Dinner at Dick's house, everybody. And
yeah,
butter will be perfect.
The butter will be perfect. Sorry, we're all booked up, so she can't come to our house.
Aww.
Dawn, happy holiday, and thanks again. Oh, and more Spork stuff. Also, tell Leo we love our new Titanium.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
It arrived the other day along with our three OpenX openers.
Oh, wow. These people are serious.
All just in time for Christmas. No, it is amazing how much stuff we sell. We have no vested interest in anything that we mention on our netcast, but we're happy that people like what we recommend.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I have a letter. Can I read a letter?
Oh, yeah.
From Scott Jordan of Scott Evest.
Oh, yes.
He wanted to pass along a coupon code to the GizWiz listeners. How about that?
Perfect.
It's just in time for the holidays. It expires, I think, Christmas Day. So you want to hurry up and do this. 20% off everything in the store. Everything in the store. All you have to do is use the coupon code TWIT. T-W-I-T. So they have,
perfect.
And both Dick and I wear Scott Evest stuff all the time.
These absolutely.
Are how would you describe them? They're technology-enabled clothing, I think is what they call it.
Well, it's a way to carry lots of gadgets with no bulges in your pockets.
I love it because when I go through airport security, it's all in the jacket. I take off the jacket, put it on the conveyor belt, and I never have a problem. They know. I guess they know.
Yeah. Some of them have, I think the newest one has 42 pockets.
I know. You got to go to this site, actually. I'll put a link on it.
I went on a 3-week vacation and I carried nothing. I had all 42 pockets
full.
I looked as sleek as could be, but yet that jacket weighed 87 pounds.
You got to be careful because you could look like you're carrying explosive devices around your midriff
true.
If you're not.
That's true.
You know, they have a bottle holder in there, so you could put a water bottle in there. I mean, come on. I don't know if that would make you look slim. But they have outerwear, pants, shorts, tees, sweats, accessories, including hats that have little pouches for your gadgets.
They have a hat with a compartment for a credit card built into the brim. Yeah, they have some neat stuff.
Yeah. So I think it's not too late to get if you shop soon. They have 3-day shipping for the holidays and get it for yourself because you know you're not going to get anything you want. If you're a geek, you know, nobody's going to give you the Butter Wizard. You got to order that yourself. In fact, do you have a place you can get the Butter Wizard, by the way?
Yeah, Hamburger Schlemmer.
Oh, Hamburger Schlemmer. Okay, you're right.
Yeah, not hamburger.
Not hamburger?
Hamaker.
It must be time for lunch. Dick, let's take a break. I'm going to go get a hamburger, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Tomorrow for Turn the Table Tuesday.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
If you want, I can fill in for you.
No, I'll find something. We'll see you next time.
Okay, very good. I'll be here.
D-A-I-L. Why, it's the Daily GizWiz. It's the Daily GizWiz. It's the Daily GizWiz.
It makes its own gravy.
Yeah.